Welcome to Life with Danny Duncan, where we talk about everything from nutrition, movement, and mindset to the bullshit that's been holding you back to live your best life, completely raw and unfiltered. I'm your host, Danny Duncan. I'm a featured nutrition and fitness coach, author, business owner, speaker, mum of three, including twins, and I'm going to let you into the behind the scenes of my life. Oh, and we'll have a bit of a laugh along the way, don't worry. It won't all be serious. I'm going to be the one to make you get uncomfortable with your reality and challenge you to make changes for good. So if you're feeling stuck in where you are in life and are ready to change, this podcast will unpack the reasons why you may be feeling this way and help you with tools to make changes in your life. There's no bullshit here, just real talk. So if you're ready, let's dive in. There's no time like the present. Hello and welcome back to Life with Danny Duncan. As we record this podcast, I am 18 weeks pregnant and I'm feeling really good. I'm loving all your responses from the podcast. I'm loving recording my podcast as well. So it's getting a little bit easier each time. I just came back from hosting my fifth retreat. So I'm a little bit tired, but I love hosting women in a space like that. I absolutely loved the retreat. That was a beautiful bunch of 14 women who came to just let go, take some time for them, fill their cups and walk away with some great knowledge as well. I love empowering women to really be themselves, really find that inner why and step away from their busy lives. So it was really a privilege to host women in that space. Now, today I am talking about motivation and discipline. And why motivation is not going to get you where you want to be. No matter how long you wait, it's a topic you're either going to love and you're going to feel inspired by, or you may get frustrated at. Now, if you do get frustrated at this, then that's a good thing. When we feel uncomfortable inside, when something makes us feel uncomfortable, it can be a really good time to ask yourself, why does this make me feel this way? So rather than just react and get defensive, and to go, why is this making me feel this way? And then have a think about that why, and then what can we do next? Because a lot of the time, actually getting in touch with that uncomfortable feeling can elicit some really epic changes in your life. And just by going, this has made me feel uncomfortable, am I just making excuses? Am I being the victim and coming up with all the reasons why I can't do the things that Danny's talking about? Or actually, am I feeling this way because I know I can make a change? I just haven't done it yet. So I'd really love for you to sit with these feelings and then have a think about it. The reality is it's hard, and that's why people feel uncomfortable. And you all know that I love that word hard, but most people shy away from hard or run away from hard things and doing hard things. So I think that's potentially the reason for these uncomfortable feelings. So I'm going to give you some tips and tools to implement into your life so that you aren't hanging around waiting for motivation to show its face every single time you want to achieve something. Because if you are just waiting to feel like it, if you're waiting for motivation to come and hit you in the face and go, I'm ready, it's never going to happen. Because without knowing what you need to do and how you're going to do it, you're really running blind. So I hope that this podcast gives you a few tips and tools to walk away with. So there have been many times in my life where I've had zero discipline. I actually grew up with a dad who was in the army and went to boarding school. So there was a lot of discipline in my house when it came to meal times and how we got ready and how we behaved. It was a lot of discipline in lots of different areas. I was always quite naturally good at things as well. So whether it came to sport or school or anything like that, I didn't really have to study much or put too much practice into anything, as I would still do relatively well at them. So I think that also didn't help the fact that I didn't have much discipline. If you want, I was probably a little lazy because I didn't have to work very hard to get very far. Now, that's all well and good when you're a kid and your biggest goals at the time potentially are getting into the hockey team, which was a bunch of 12-year-olds. But as I started to get older and step out into the real world, I realized that this laziness wasn't going to help me. It wasn't going to get me to where I wanted to be. And I would have to start doing things, even when I didn't want to achieve the things I wanted to, but also to be better than the other people that I was quite literally wanting to get roles over. Because as an adult, that is life, right? So discipline for me wasn't just around fitness and eating better to start with. That actually came later in life. And the discipline I have around food and nutrition and fitness and mindset now is a combination of the discipline I've built up over the years of other things. So how do we do this? You're like, okay, awesome. I want to be disciplined. How do I do it? How do I actually create discipline? So 40 to 50% of our daily actions are habitual, rather than consciously decided. But to get to that point, we need to create the habit and move things from our conscious brain into our subconscious brain. So research shows it takes between 18 and 254 days to create a habit. 254 days, that's almost a year. An average of 66 days to make a habit become automatic. Now, that length of time, that 18 to 254 days, is going to be dependent on how long the old habit has been instilled for. So for example, if you have drunk coffee every day at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. for the last 20 years of your life, I'm 38, say you start drinking coffee at 18, that habit might take 254 days to break to create a new one because it's been instilled in your life for 20 years. But if you've only just had a habit that's come into your life in, say, the last, I don't know, little while, for example, say you were getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you had been for ages and then you stopped doing it for a period of time. So if, for example, when I had the twins, right? So I've been getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning since I was around, I don't know, 30. I'm 38 now. So that's it. When I had the twins, I was 36. So 6 years of getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, when you have babies, the only reason you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning is to feed those children. You're not getting up because you want to get up and go and exercise. So for the first 6 to 8 weeks of those twins' life, I didn't get up at 5 o'clock to go for a walk or a run or a workout because quite possibly I would have fed them at 4 a.m. in the morning. So for 6 to 8 weeks, that habit that I'd instilled, I broke. And of course, I broke it on purpose. And sometimes we break habits not on purpose. We break habits because we just fall out of routine. But for this particular example, I broke that habit for 6 to 8 weeks. Now, when I decided it was time for me to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start to walk or run again, it only took me maybe 3 weeks for that habit to reinstill into my brain because it was sort of still sitting in that subconscious brain. But I'd kind of let it go. So I had to reinstill it. I had to create the habit, just remind myself of the habit. So it only took me about that 18 days to reinstill into my brain until I was like, oh yeah, now I'm back to my normal waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So as you can see, between 18 and 254 days to create a habit, an average of 66 to make it automatic. Now, this is why people struggle to stick to things because if you only stick to something for 2 weeks, so for 14 days, and then you go, oh, there's no change. I can't see anything happening. It's cold and rainy outside. I can't see myself losing any fat. I can't see any change in anything. I'm going to give up. And it's too hard. You have not even given yourself the chance to instill the habit. You haven't even got to the 18-day mark. You haven't even got to step one, which is why we need to make sure we are doing things consistently to actually get into that habit. And discipline is what's going to create that habit. So at the moment, I want you guys to think about a couple of things. So think about a piano piece. If you wanted to learn to play a piano piece on the piano, right? If you practiced once a month for 6 months, you would probably learn that piece in 6 months or 12 months, right? If you practiced every week, you might learn it in 6 weeks, right? But then if you practice that every day, you might learn it in 1 to 2 weeks, right? Now think of your habits as a child because everything that you do in life is a habit. Everything you do automatically is a habit. From brushing your teeth to the way you make your breakfast to how you put your clothes on. Like some people go sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Some people go sock, shoe, sock, shoe. You know, some people put their left leg in before their right leg into their trousers. You might put your undies on before your bra, whatever that looks like. It's a habit. You've created a habit in that. But you've created these habits as a child because someone else had discipline to help you learn. And that person had an extrinsic motivator, which we'll talk about in a second, to help you learn. Because as a parent, we want our children to obviously instill these habits like you have to brush your teeth. So every morning you're going to brush your teeth, right? So let's use brushing your teeth as a habit. So every morning your mom says after breakfast, come on, go and brush your teeth. And the next morning, come on, go brush your teeth. And the next morning, come on, brush your teeth. So from the age of about, when did I start brushing the kids' teeth? Like 2? From 2 to potentially, I don't know, when do you not need reminding anymore? 12, you had someone there helping you create a habit around brushing your teeth, right? And even as a child, you have an abundance of people helping you create these habits. You've got parents, you've got friends, you've got grandparents, you've got teachers, you've got instructors, you've got babysitters, you've got all these people as a child helping you create this habit and holding you accountable to the habit you're trying to create. Right? And they have had discipline around that for you. So you've created them by yourself. Okay. So I want you to think about this as we have this conversation about how you've created habits in the past and how you would create a habit in the future if you didn't really have a choice, right? For example, if you moved to a new city and your child started school at 9 o'clock, you're used to leaving at 7 or 8:30, but now you have to leave at 8. You would create a new habit around leaving the house at 8 because you have to, because otherwise your child, your extrinsic motivator, isn't going to get to school on time. Now, I had a coaching call with a client recently, Stacey, who really wanted to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was week 9 or 10 of our group coaching, and she said she just couldn't do it. I was like, how's the 5 a.m. club going? And she was like, terribly, Dan. She's like, I think I've done it 3 times over the course of the last 9 to 10 weeks. And I said to her a few things. I said, to create discipline, Stace, she goes, I'm just not disciplined. She goes, I'm not motivated, but I'm also not disciplined. She's like, I don't feel like it, so I'm not motivated. Now remember that motivation is doing something when you feel like doing it. When the stars are aligned, when it's warm outside, when you're feeling good, when you've had a good sleep, when everyone's happy, when you feel like doing something, that is motivation. Like, for example, I am motivated to come on this podcast and talk to you because I enjoy doing it. It's a sunny day. I'm in a good mood. I'm motivated to do this, right? I'm also motivated to make my breakfast in the morning because I love eating breakfast. I feel like making breakfast and I do it. Sometimes in the morning, I don't feel like doing it. So motivation is doing something when you feel like doing it. Discipline is doing something even when you don't feel like doing it. Discipline is doing it when it's raining, when it's cold, when you're tired, when everyone's yelling, when you feel shit, when your mood is down, when your serotonin is so low, you just want to crawl into a hole. Discipline is doing it then, even when you don't feel like it. It's eating a salad, even though you have your period and all you want to do is eat a burger and chips and a chocolate bar. Discipline is saying, no, I'm going to eat the salad because that's going to make me feel better now, right? But to create discipline, we first need to ensure that a few things are happening. Let's go back to Stacey. She wanted to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She said she was going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but she just couldn't do it. She goes, I'm not motivated, but I'm also not disciplined to do it. So I said to her, cool, Stace, why do you want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning? And she went, I don't even know. I said, well, this is step one. Before you attempt to do anything in life, you have to have a why. You have to understand why you're doing something. Because if you don't have a why, then there is nothing pushing you from behind at all, right? You have to have a why. And you have to sit down and find out what your why is. Not someone else's why, your why. It was very easy for Stacey to be like, because you get up at 5. Because everyone else is going to start getting up at 5. But that's not her why. Like, why do you want to get up at 5? So I said to her, first of all, Stace, you don't know your why. You don't know why you're going to go at 5. Why would you if you don't know why you should be doing it? For you, not for anyone else, for you. So I said, first of all, we don't have a why. I said, cool. So you don't know why you're getting up at 5. And then I said to her, when you have got up at 5, what have you done? Like, what are you doing when you get up at 5? Like, what's the plan when you get up at 5? She said, I don't really have one. So therefore, not only do we not have a why, but now we don't have a plan. So I don't know why I'm getting up at 5. And then when I get up at 5, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, am I walking? Am I running? Am I working out? Am I journaling? Am I having a cup of tea? Am I watching TV? Am I reading my book? What is going on? Am I having breakfast? Like, what's happening at 5? So cool. We don't know why we're doing it. We haven't got a plan. And so you're waking up and you're like, this is balls. I'm not going to wake up at fucking 5 o'clock for no reason. Right? I'm waking up because for me personally, for example, I wake up at 5 a.m. because I like to make sure that I move my body first thing in the morning so it's done, so it's out of the way, so I stimulate oxygen to my brain, so I'm more productive and I'm a better mum during the day, so I don't snap at the kids, because when I snap at the kids, I then feel guilty, and then the kids get my energy and then their energy is bad and the whole energy of the house is bad. I also know that by waking up early, I'm going to be more productive during the day. I'm going to get more done during the day. And I also know if I don't move my body in the morning, that I'm never going to get it done. I'm never going to get it done in the afternoon because things are always going to climb up. Things are always going to happen during the day, which prevents me from getting it done in the afternoon. I also love having breakfast by myself. I love that time for me to fill my cup, to plan my day without anyone around me, without any distractions. And I love to eat my breakfast in peace so that I'm really concentrating and being mindful of how I'm eating. I'm enjoying my food. I'm fueling my body. I like to have my cup of tea by myself. And that's my why. That's why I get up at 5 o'clock. And I know when I don't get up at 5 o'clock, then I'm a bitch. And when I'm a bitch, I don't want to be a bitch. I don't like how it makes me feel. It makes me feel like shit. But when I'm a bitch, then everyone else thinks I'm a bitch, and then everyone else is a bitch. It rubs off on anyone else, and then everyone else is in a bad mood, and then, oh God, it's like a freaking snowball effect, right? So anyway, so we need to know our why. We then need to have a plan, and then we have to execute that plan, and that's where the discipline comes in. And then a lot of the time, we need accountability. Because remember that child that had that cheerleader all the time reminding them, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, put your socks on before your shoes, put your socks on before your shoes, put your undies on before your trousers, put your undies on before your trousers, blow your food before you eat it, blow your food before you eat it. They're habits that you've created with accountability of a parent, a friend, a grandparent, a carer, whatever that looks like. So as an adult, you got to find out your why, you got to have a plan, you got to execute that plan, but then you might need some accountability. And Stacey only had part of this. She had some accountability, but she didn't know her why. She didn't have a plan and she wasn't executing the plan. So step one with when you're trying to do anything, say someone goes, right, you know what I'm going to do? One of my goals in 2024 is I'm going to run. Cool. Awesome. Why? Because everyone else is running. No, not good enough. Oh, because I hear it's really good for you. Also not good enough. Like I hear it's really good for you. I also hear that doing some other weird shit's good for you. I'm not doing it, right? Cool. Why? Keep asking yourself why until you find out your why. I want to run because I want to be a runner. I want to feel that feeling everyone feels about the endorphin flow. I want to feel free. I want to have that time for myself. I want to be fit and healthy. I want really good cardiovascular health so that when I'm older, I can run after my kids. I don't want to get puffed walking up the stairs. I don't want to go on holiday and have to stop and like, you know, catch a bus because I can't walk somewhere. Awesome. I want to be a runner. Cool. What is the plan? And then I get a lot of this. I'm going to run twice a week. Awesome. That's great. When? They go, I don't know, Monday and Wednesday. I'm like, cool. When on Monday and Wednesday? And like, literally, I break it down bit by bit by bit. And people are like, fuck's sake, Danny. I'm like, but seriously, you have to have a plan. I am going to be a runner. I want to run because of these A, B, C reasons. I'm going to run on a Monday and a Wednesday at 5 a.m. Or I'm going to run on Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. I can fucking tell you you're not running at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday or a Monday. But have a plan, whatever that plan looks like for you. Then write it down because we're 40% more likely to stick to things when we write them down. Okay, so write them down, get a diary, tell people about it for accountability to your husband. Hey, hubby, Monday and Wednesdays, I am now running at 5 o'clock in the morning. This is why. It's in the diary. That's what I'm doing. Let him know and then execute it. Make a promise to yourself and then do it. Look at your diary every night before you go to bed and go, right, tomorrow morning, I get up at 5 o'clock and I run. That's what that looks like. Okay. The reason people don't continue is usually one of these areas, right? You don't have a plan. You don't know your why. You're not executing it. You haven't got any accountability, or you're relying solely on something we call external motivation. Now, we have two types of motivation, intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Okay. And research shows that individuals who maintain disciplined workout schedules and track their progress are up to 80% more likely to stay committed to their fitness goals than those that rely solely on extrinsic motivation. Now, I'll tell you what these two are. So intrinsic motivation. Now, if I could wave a magic wand and you could suddenly be whatever you wanted to be, lean, strong, fit, healthy, a runner, someone that bakes bread, all these things, if I could wave a magic wand, right, you would do it anyway for the feeling it gives you. So you would still go for a run because you love how it makes it feel. And that's how I feel about fitness. So that intrinsic motivation is going to help you be more disciplined because you want to do it purely for those reasons, which is why when people come to me and go, I don't think I need to do coaching, Danny. I don't have a fat loss goal. I work out loads. I'm okay. But how are you feeling? Do you feel good? Do you feel better? And if you are struggling with accountability, if telling your husband and your friends that you're getting up at 5 o'clock to run on a Monday and Wednesday isn't enough, this is sometimes where a coach can come in to hold you accountable. If you're struggling with creating that habit around discipline. Now, no one is solely intrinsically or extrinsically motivated, by the way. It's not like, oh, I'm better than you because I'm more solely intrinsic motivated. That's not how it works. No one is solely intrinsically motivated or solely extrinsically motivated. We're usually a combination of both, but it will help you stick to things if you become more intrinsically motivated. Let's talk extrinsic motivation. Extrinsic motivation is doing something for a result or a purpose. Okay. So for example, to lose fat, to fit into my skinny jeans, to lift a certain weight, to be healthy later on. That is an extrinsic motivator. I want to reduce my risk of type 2 diabetes, so I'm going to exercise. Extrinsic motivator. Even something like there's a half marathon in October that is an extrinsic motivator for me to start running more and further, because I wouldn't probably just get up and do an 18 kilometer run or a 20 kilometer training run if I didn't have a half marathon to work towards, because those distances I don't find as enjoyable, right? That's not my enjoyable distance. Around 10 to 15K would be an enjoyable distance. I'm not going to run further unless I have an extrinsic motivator waiting at the end, a half marathon, a marathon, whatever that looks like. So an extrinsic motivation is something that is tangible, right? I want to fit my skinny jeans. I want to lose weight. Now, the thing with extrinsic motivators is if you rely solely on your extrinsic motivator, you are probably not going to continue and be committed to those goals long term. Because as soon as that goal is hit, you have nothing backing you up. So if you don't have discipline, which comes from being intrinsically motivated, and you haven't found that feeling or had a why around your feeling, then you are probably not going to keep going. And I see it quite a lot in coaching as well. You know, recently, Emma, she wanted to get her cholesterol down. She wanted to feel better. She wanted to create habits. And she didn't really have a fat loss goal, but she ended up losing fat. And what happened around 8 weeks, she started just falling back to old habits because the mentality was, well, I've reached my extrinsic goals, so now it doesn't matter anymore. She went to the doctor, her cholesterol's down, extrinsic motivator. She wanted to include more whole foods, she did, extrinsic motivator. And she wanted to lose a bit of weight, she did, tick done. Well, I've hit them now, what doesn't matter? Because her why wasn't deep enough and her intrinsic motivation wasn't there. She was relying solely on extrinsic motivation. She wasn't actually creating habits long-term because she couldn't have, it was only 8 weeks into a program. So in her case, she needed to look past her extrinsic motivators and create discipline and habits to ensure that long-term, these results stayed. Because otherwise, what was going to happen? She'll go back into old habits and then it's a cycle. Her cholesterol would go back up. She'd just fall out of eating more whole foods because why? And then she'd put the weight back on. Okay. So you need extrinsic motivators. They're good. They help us push towards something. And what usually happens, depending how far forward that extrinsic motivator are, along the way, you start to build intrinsic motivation towards something, right? But we need to make sure we have discipline first. Now, I told you at the start that this is going to make you feel, some of you feel uncomfortable. So if you're sitting here going, yeah, this just feels really hard, that's because it is hard. It is hard to create habits because if it was easy, you would be there already and everyone would be running around with their goals and they'd be doing amazingly. But remember, nothing worth having comes easily. And if you're expecting to reach your goals with ease, then it's time to reset your expectations. The only way for things to get easier, for habits to be created, for behaviors to move from our conscious brain to our subconscious brain is to push through the days that are hard. The days when you don't want to do it, that you have no motivation to do it, where it's raining, when it's cold, when you're tired, when the kids are screaming. When you do things on those days, that is where you make the biggest progress into discipline zone. When you push through those moments, that is pure discipline. The negative self-talk is going through your head when you've got that devil on your shoulder telling you all the reasons you shouldn't do something. It's cold, it's tired, don't worry. Your own soul is being your own toxic empath to you. You don't have to do it. You did it yesterday. You can do it tomorrow. You deserve a break. You've worked so hard. You're such a busy person. It's okay if you don't do it. When you sit there and go, fuck off, I'm doing it anyway because my why is stronger than that. Because I know when I do it, I feel better. I know when I do it, I'm a better mom. I know when I do it, I'm more productive and I get more done. When I do it, I'm a nicer human. When I do it, I eat better. So therefore, I feel even better and I drink more water and I don't want to drink wine. And it's just a flow-on effect, right? Now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, then that's actually a really good thing. I hope you've taken lots of notes. However, remember, it takes time. Small steps every single day to ensure your behaviors and actions are in line with your goals. Okay? Just pick one thing. Create discipline around that. Do it, do it, do it over and over again until you slowly start to move it from your conscious brain into your subconscious brain, until you start to create the habit. 18 to 254 days. When you start to feel like that is now more sinking in to your subconscious brain, you can then add another thing. Maybe this week's like, I'm going to be disciplined to do 10,000 steps. And every time I look at my watch, I'm going to make sure that I'm taking some steps. I'm going to go to the further away toilet. I'm going to go for a walk in the morning. I'm going to go for a walk in the afternoon, whatever that looks like. Then add something else on. You're 40% more likely to remember to stick to things if you write them down. So get a diary, put it in like a non-negotiable. Remember, have your why, have a plan, write it in your diary, then tell people about it. have accountability holders. Tell friends, tell family, tell Instagram, tell Facebook, text your friends. If you need to, get a coach and then execute it. You're 40% more likely to stick to it if you write it down. All of these things will help you create discipline that is needing to form a habit. Now, as I said, as an adult, it can be really hard to create your own discipline and habits. When we rely solely on how we feel and how we talk to ourselves out of things, this is where you might need a coach. A coach will not only hold you accountable, but will help you create strategies needed to be disciplined, but will also help you unpack the reasons why you potentially are struggling to commit to what you've promised to. Because you might be like, oh, no, I know my why, Danny, and here's the plan, but I'm still not doing it. Now, it might be that you just aren't being held accountable enough and you need someone to be like, get out of bed, get out of bed. It also might be like you just don't understand how that's actually going to feel yet. Like you've been told it feels really good. You're told you're going to see all these results, but you haven't experienced it. So creating that first step can even be really hard. But if we can come up with strategies as to why potentially you're struggling to commit to this, like maybe you're like, actually, I have a real fear of being outside, Dan. I have a real fear of being outside at 5 o'clock. So I've got all these things I want to do it. But when I get up, I go, I just can't go outside. Then maybe we need to come up with a strategy of what we do instead. There is always a solution to every problem, and I am the world's biggest solutions finder, so I will help you find that solution. But a coach will also help form the habit until such time it becomes part of your daily life. So having that external accountability holder can help you build that habit. I have so many clients say to me, Danny, you are in my head all the time. All I hear is Danny saying this, Danny said to do this, Danny said to do this, Danny said to do this. And for a period of time, that might be how it has to be, just like a child. Mom says, I have to brush my teeth. Mom says, I have to brush my teeth. Mom says, I have to brush my teeth. You get to 12. Oh, I just brush my teeth in the morning. 30, you just brush your teeth. You don't even think about it, right? So we can help you, or I can help you, create a habit until you don't need me anymore. Around that 8-week mark, most people go, oh, Danny, you're not in my head anymore. Like, I'm not doing this because you told me to. I'm doing it because I want to now. And it's just a habit. So don't forget, private coaching spots are available. So use the Calendly link in the show notes to book your free consult with me. Anyway, I hope you have loved this episode. I hope I've given you lots of tools and tips to take away to create discipline and habits, and understand that if you rely solely on that extrinsic motivation, you are really going to struggle to get your goals and your behaviors in line with that. So find out your why, make a plan, write it down, tell people about it, and then execute that plan and celebrate, guys. Celebrate every single step along the way. Every time you do something on that plan that you have not done before, that you are proud of, celebrate it. Tell someone, say, oh my God, I'm really proud of myself today. I actually got up at 5 o'clock and did it for the fifth day in a row. I've never done that before. Oh my God, I got up and I ate breakfast again. I've never eaten breakfast and I ate it for the third day in a row. I'm so proud of myself. Say it out loud. It's really, really powerful. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If something resonated with you, click follow so you don't miss the next episode and send me a DM on Instagram @thefigure_. It means the world to me to know that you're loving these episodes. If you're wanting more accountability and tools to implement changes in your life, head to the link in the show notes and book a free call with me. And if you want to get started right now, download our free resource, 5 Simple Things That Will Change Your Life. I can't wait to be back in your life next week. And trust me, you won't want to miss this episode.